They aren't? Hmm. Okay. See a glow, but nothing more. Hmm. 9 to 5, ABC Melbourne, test recording until 5 o'clock, and we have the Sao Paulo Civil Guard, I think, band this morning. So there's likely to be a revolution any minute. Hello, oh, hello again. Hello, oh, hello, 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 hello. 9 to 5. 3LO, regionals, and VLR. The ABC in Victoria, and stretching out from there, of course. It's 5:30 to 5, and we're listening to a test recording. ABC in Melbourne testing. Thank you. 3 to 5, ABC testing. The end of our test. Stand by. It's 5 o'clock, and here's the cannon. Oh, we'll be sounding in a moment. Good morning. It's 5 o'clock on Thursday morning, the 20th of October. And what are your thoughts for the day? Yes, well, mine are roughly the same. So same to you, fellow. Oh, well, we're going to have some David Whittaker and his band. Oh, it's a bit of a mixture, this one. It's something else coming up at the moment. I'll see what it is when I've decided what to do about it. Too late at the moment. It's all half gone. Now, I was reading letters, as a matter of fact. And I was reading a note from someone from Tacoma, which is in Vic. It's 3160, of course. Up there and them there elves, I think. Tacoma, isn't it? Oh, we have a nodding head this morning. Ah, it's hardly our fault. Somebody's pinched all the milk. They even left the carton, the empty carton standing there. I chucked it out, full of fury. Oh, you've got some, no? What's that, your private supply? How did you bring it in that? Did you balance it on your knee while you're driving or something? Brings milk in a saucer. Do you fly a flying saucer, folks? I've got some in a squeezy tube for emergencies, but it's a bit... And our supply of goodies has gone all continental this morning. Very strange. We've got some Vatican candles here, by the sound of things. Vatican souvenir slides. Very charming. Thank you. What's this bit? Oh, goodness. That's strange. Something weighs a ton. By the feel of it. It's done up like those wartime packages that went to New Guinea. Not candles, I hope. Oh, my God. dear. Something to cut my throat with, is it? Oh, thank you. It's all right. It's the Swiss Army has come to the rescue. Heavens. Heavens to Betsy. And what's in here? Yes. I think you're getting very sarcastic, my little one. All this about promoted from cake supplier to special friend and so forth. If you don't want to send anything, don't send anything. Don't any more of your silly tantrums, all right? If you're going to send things, send them and shut up about it. But I can't do anything to stop you. Except throw everything away you send without opening it. So, but if you're going to send things, don't be sarcastic. I don't appreciate sarcasm. I'm the only one allowed to be sarcastic on this show. It's 5:06 the time. But I'll have to say grace with this lot. I can see that. I'll have to get Jones to fix up the holy water. Do you know how the priests make holy water? They boil the hell out of it. You were watching too, were you? 5:07.
Thank you.
It's 5:09, and it was Stephen E. de Gourmet. Oh, I haven't even stretched yet. And occasional showers with a cool west-southwesterly wind fresh at times is the Melbourne forecast, and a top temperature of 16 degrees. Put my watch right. It gets about a minute slow every day now. I'll have to buy a new one. It's the only watch I've ever had, this one, so I think it's about time I bought a new one, didn't you? It's a little bit old-fashioned. 5:10. Now then, there's a priority warning of strong winds. Well, it was when it was issued last night. For all Victorian coastal waters, where westerly wind is expected to strengthen to average 25 to 30 knots ahead of a southwesterly change early tomorrow, at similar strength, with the seas rising to rough and heavy, southwest swells developing. Port Phillip and Western Port, west to southwesterly wind of about 20 knots and rather rough seas, and Melbourne, generally, occasional showers and fresh wind, with the estimated high about 16. It's just a shade on the nippy side this morning. Can't give you a Vic forecast. Some of the fellas don't give us any Vic forecast anymore. They're on a budget, apparently. At least half of them are. It's 5:11.
Wow, papa, quel malheur, quel grand malheur pour moi. Wow, papa, quel scandale si maman savait ça. À Trinidad, tout là-bas, aux Antilles, à Trinidad, vivait une famille. Il y avait la maman et le papa et le grand-fils aîné, qui à 40 ans n'était toujours pas marié. Un jour, il trouva la fille qu'il voulait. Il dit à son père, je voudrais l'épouser. Hélas, mon garçon, car cette fille est ta sœur et ta mère ne le sait pas. Wow, papa, quel malheur, quel grand malheur pour moi. Wow, papa, quel scandale si maman savait ça. 2 ans passèrent, puis le garçon un soir vint trouver son père et lui dit plein d'espoir. La maîtresse d'école veut bien m'épouser, mais le pauvre père prit un air accablé. Mon fils, tu ne peux pas faire ça, car cette fille est ta sœur et ta mère ne le sait pas. Wow, papa, quel malheur, quel grand malheur pour moi. Wow, papa, quel scandale si maman savait ça. 10 ans après, il revint tout ému et dit à son père, devine ce que j'ai vu. Dans la plantation, on vient d'embaucher plus de 50 filles du village d'à côté. Hélas, mon pauvre enfant, les dieux sont contre toi. Toutes ces filles sont tes sœurs et ta mère ne le sait pas. Wow, papa, quel malheur, quel grand malheur pour moi. Wow, papa, quel scandale.
savait ça. À bout de patience, il s'en fut écœuré. Raconter à sa mère toute la vérité. La mère se mit à rire et lui dit, t'en fais pas. Ton père n'est pas ton père et ton père ne le sait pas. Wow, maman, quel bonheur, quel grand bonheur pour moi. Wow, maman, quel scandale si papa savait ça. Wow, 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 maman, quel scandale si papa savait ça. Wow, maman, quel scandale si papa savait ça.
It's 14 past five at the time. The fellow here is getting farther and farther away. He lives up Wagga way, but he writes us fairly regularly, thanking us for the breakfast show. And I thank him in return. He's having a bit of trouble hearing us lately because of sunspots. Sorry about that, old chap. Borombola, he comes from. Up in the other side of Wagga there. Sorry about the sunspots. Are they fairly active around this time, are they? Hmm. I believe they make the fridges go funny, too. Anyway, thank you for your note. You don't want me to answer it, you say, so I'll just file it. Is that all right? Good. Thank you. Ta-ta. Well, we've had David Whittaker and his orchestra. Oh, the Sao Paulo Civil Guard Band. Mit der Testricodol. Then we had David Whittaker in his orchestra, Stephen Edie Gourmet, and that was Sasha Distel, and we've got Minnie Riperton coming up on the other side. We've got some puzzling letters. What's this one? Tickets for something. Ooh, this is good. What is it? Oh, it's a heart exhibition. Aha, very good. A lot of these people are having to cancel, incidentally. A friend of mine popped in yesterday from the Box Hill area, and I know it must be frustrating because we've been telling you about the Box Hill Horticultural Society show in the Box Hill Town Hall. Well, now it has to be cancelled, and I said, well, can't you just postpone it for a few weeks or hold it over? But the Town Hall is booked up solid. There's not a hope of getting anywhere else. So anyone looking forward to the Box Hill Horticultural Society show, I'm afraid you've had it, because the Box Hill Town Hall will be too dark, and they've had to cancel the whole thing. All right, sorry about that. But, well, they're sorry about it. As a matter of fact, he's going around, notices up everywhere, and he's going around like fury, writing cancelled on all of them. But some people, no doubt, will turn up but be disappointed, but I hope to reach a few. Box Hill Horticultural Show was on this weekend, I believe. Well, it isn't anymore. Due to the you-know-what. Yes. That's because the weekend has been cancelled. Do you know that? The weekend's been cancelled. Horrible coffee. Ugh. What's this? Art exhibition, the Ballarat North Technical School. Request the pleasure of my company at an art exhibition by well-known artists. On the School Assembly Hall, Norman Street, Ballarat, on Friday the 28th. That's in about a week, isn't it? Well, I hope that... Wine and Savouries. What's that mean? Plonk and cheese, eh? Yeah, well... Never let it be said. Lady writing from Tacoma says, if only you had more time to talk in the morning. What? Share that to the boss. You go berserk. Berserk. Right, it's 18 past five the time, and here's Minnie.
Min. Thank you. so fantastic, it will come as no surprise. 'Cause every day is adventures in paradise, woven well through the fabric of.
Minnie Riperton, 5:21, and I have a letter from Capricorn. I must look up Capricorn. Capricorn lover, there's a dis... Minnie Riperton, 5:21, and I have a letter from Capricorn. I must look up Capricorn. Capricorn lover, there's a discard, isn't there? I don't remember talking about some of the things you mentioned here, ma'am. I wouldn't give you an away, of course, but something about, I'm like cheese, am I? Like moldy cheese. Oh, with maturity. I see. Thank you. Complimento. The romantic novel has done more to something mankind than Adolf Hitler. Did I say that? And something about conserving energy put a halt to oil higher purchase. Number on road and field, third of least, to argue to, will you, and then clean up the shires in 24 frustrations. Is that right? I think it's your writing, Miss or Mrs. T. I'll try and work my way through it, but I don't remember some of the things you speak about here. Perhaps you're mixing me up with Terry Lane. Perhaps he may have mentioned them in some of his talk programs. Still, I'll persevere with your handwriting and see what comes out of it. It looks intriguing, folks. 5:23, and here's... Oh, the velvet fog with his fringe and all. Come in.
Cab driver, drive by Mary's place. I just want a chance to see her face. Don't stop the meter, let it race. Cab driver, drive by Mary's place. Cab driver, once more round the block.
never mind the ticking of the clock. I only wish we could have had a talk. Cab driver, once more round the block. A cab driver, once more down her street. There's the little place we used to meet. That's where I laid my future at her feet. A cab driver, once more down her street. Cab driver, wait here by her door.
New cab driver. Reminds me of Cab Calloway. Not the singing or the playing, but the title. Cab Calloway. Remember him? And his, Well, it was Cab Driver. It was Mel Torme, of course, and we'll have some more from him. When I can find one that suits. Let's have a look. It's Avez-vous un coupon? Here's a good one. I found $1 million, baby. How about that one? All right, you asked for it. It's 5:26. Got a renewal of a strong wind warning here, which I'll give you in a mo after this fellow's finished.
I'm or anywhere at all. Rain or sunshine, spring or fall. You never know when it may say hello in a very unexpected place. For example, take my case. It was a lucky April shower. Was the most convenient door. I found $1 million, baby, in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million, baby, in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wild. Incidentally, you should run into a shower. Just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. Cast your eyes on this gal. She's so fine. She was selling china. Until the crowd got wild.
if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the million-dollar baby from the 5-and-10-cent store. Cast your eyes on my gal. She'll be mine forevermore.
The old Mel Torme. Remember the old college films with Betty Grable? All the kids had letters on their pullovers and all that crapulous nonsense they used to go on with. They all used to meet in the malt shop afterwards and and Mel Torme was there in the thick of it with his funny looking. It's nearly 5:30, very close. Chop the old Graham Bell on a black and white rag, mate. Talking about that, we got the news coming up in just a few seconds, 5:30.
Good morning, Graham Connolly with the news in brief.
28 to 6, showers in Melbourne, the forecast, the weather that is, of course. Plenty of the others around. Showers in Melbourne with a top of 16 degrees. And a renewal of a strong wind warning, issued earlier this morning, for all Victorian coastal waters, where west to southwest winds will average between 20 and 30 knots this morning, with rough seas and moderate southwest swell. So Vic waters bumpy, mate. 27.5 to 6. Mississippi Mud and a bit of the old black and white before the news, Graham Bell. And now here's Torme the Mel once again, 25 to 6.
Oh, baby, what I couldn't do
money and you. In spite of the worry that money brings, just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things. Lucre buys a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval, but I'm certain, honey, little life could be sunny. With plenty of money and
oh, it's 23-6, and that was another one from Mel Torme. Here's one I used to play on the mundharmonica, when I used to play a mundharmonica many years ago. It was number one on the first hit parade I can ever remember. This and the Lambeth Walk. And it's a thing called Little Old Lady Passing By and Catching Everyone's Eye. I think that's the one. Julie Andrews sings it. By golly, it goes back to what? 37, 8, 6 perhaps. 22.5 to 6.
Little old lady passing by, catching everyone's eye. You have such a charming manner, sweet and shy, little old bonnet set in place, and a smile on your face. You're a perfect picture in your lavender and lace. Little bit of business here, little bit of business there. Bet that you've been window shopping all around the square. Little old lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss, two or three. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me. Such a charming manner, sweet and shy. You're a perfect picture in your lavender and lace. Little bit of business here, little bit of business there. That you've been window shopping all around the square. Little old lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss, two or three. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me.
Little old lady passing by, catching everyone's eye. It's all right. Don't worry. It's, it's got a, somebody sent me a pile of slides of the Vatican, that's all, and I'm just going through them. I'm traveling incognito. It's 20 minutes to 6 the time. May I remind you that the Box Hill Horticultural Society show has been cancelled, and those thinking they were going to have a wonderful weekend there, you will have to find a wonderful weekend elsewhere. I think the weekend's been cancelled, actually. I feel it should be, anyway. 19 to 6. News at 6 o'clock. We might hear something then. Apropos of the strike power, I mean. 19 to 6.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold. And of jam and spice, they're the paradise in the hold. My ship's aglow with a million pearls, and rubies fill each bin. The sun sits high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in. I can wait the years till it appears. One fine day, one spring. But the pearls and such, they won't mean much if there's missing just one thing. I do not care if that day arrives, that dream need never be. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to me. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to me.
Ah, that was Sweetness and Light again. She is a bit sweetless and light, isn't she? A bit saccharine-y, Julie. She's not at all like that in private. Well, she is a bit like that in private life. I mean, with that hoity-toity, hoity-toity. But she does slip from grace occasionally. But there you are. She's a nice lass. Jolly hockey sticks and all that. Here's Val Dunigan.
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smiled at me. I'd like the world to know the story of my life. The moment when your lips met mine, and that first exciting time I held you close to me. The sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart. But later on, the joy of making love, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end with you. Sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart. But later on, the joy of making up, never, never more to part.
There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end. Yes, start and end. Yes, start and end with you.
And it's 14 to 6. Showers 16, mild forecast. Strong wind warnings are out for the watery substances around the coast. It's 11 and a half to 6 at the time. And we're still together. Peaches and herb. Rather nice with a roast of lamb. Ever had a roast of lamb with peaches and herbs? Oh, it's very good, yes. Meat doesn't... you can chuck the meat away and drink the sauce, you see. Peaches and herbs. Regional forecast for the Mallee and Northern Country, isolated showers in the south, but generally fine. Cool west to southwest wind, and the outlook for Friday, fine and mild. Wimmera and north central, cool and scattered showers mainly over the ranges, moderate to fresh west to southwest winds, and the outlook is fine and mild. Northeast, cool, scattered showers mainly over the ranges, light snowfalls on the higher peaks. Snowfalls, good heavens. Moderate to fresh west to southwest winds, outlook mainly fine, cool to mild. Looks as though it's back to winter, doesn't it? Central and western, and also Gippsland. Cool, scattered showers, west to southwest winds, strong about the coast. Rough seas and moderate southwest swell. A strong wind warning is current, and the outlook for Friday. Isolated showers, cool to mild. Now then, let's have a look at Melbs, see if it's serious. It's about the same as I forecast. Cool west to southwest wind, fresh at times and occasional showers. Expected highest temp 16 degrees. In the city at 5 it was 10. Humidity was 71% and the barometric reading was 1012 millibars and rising. 10 to 6 is the time.
do what we do, what we do. Let's do it again. Ooh, what we do, what we do, what we do. Let's do it again. Dying of thirst, I could watch you stand forever. Come on over here first. How could we be so together when we're so unrehearsed? Ooh, what we do, what we do, what we do. Let's do it again. Oh dear Lord, hallelujah. Whoever heard of a game where everybody wins? Ooh, what we do, what we do, what we do. Ooh, let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Both of us slowly stalking each other for so long. And looking and talking, feeling the feeling grow strong. Once the spirit's willing, the flesh can do no wrong.
Ooh, what we do, what we do, what we do. Let's do it again.
Stalking each other for so long, sitting and looking and talking, feeling the feeling grow strong. Once the spirit's willing, the flesh can do no wrong.
Ooh, what we do, what we do, what we do. Let's do it again.
No, 22 to 7, just glancing. Oh, that was The Seekers, by the way, and Cilla Black coming up in a moment. Just glancing at television programme tonight, I see that on Channel 2, after news, weather and TDT, I hope we won't have another of those confrontations. It looks as though we've got another one in the Press Club luncheon today at 1:15 to be broadcast. George Politis meets John Halfpenny. And those things usually just dissolve into absolutely nothing, and it's happening on TDT a lot lately, where we have a couple of blokes confronting each other with a chairman in between. And they're really not worth watching, I don't think, because they just develop into slanging matches after about 2 seconds. You can't hear anything anyway, because they're talking over each other. Still, there you are. There's another one on for the Press Club luncheon today, and I hope that doesn't deteriorate, because we generally have some good talking and stuff you can hear and appreciate. But if there's two of them, you never know what's going to happen. 1:15, National Press Club luncheon, our broadcast of it today. George Politis and John Halfpenny. People like present these confrontations, but I don't think they realise that to the audience they're just a babble of over-talking. When you get a chairman in the middle who over-talks as well, it's it's like a three-way over-talk. 7:20, 5 minutes to news time, and it achieves nothing, I think, absolutely nothing.
Now, I was talking about television, wasn't I? Yes, that's right. I got sidetracked a bit. Well, after this day tonight on television, after this day tonight, it should be TDTT, shouldn't it? This day tonight. We have a taste for adventure. People with unusual careers, occupations, or what have you. That's at 8 o'clock. And at 8:30, the Dear Ronaldos. Oh, yes, tonight. It's a repeat, of course. I say, of course, it doesn't say so here, but I presume it is. But it's usually 45 minutes of good, clean fun. What? The two Ronnies. 8:30. Then there's a 9:15, there's what's described as a comedy series called Yes, Honestly. Don't know anything about that, I'm afraid, so I can't tell you anything more. And Asian Insight is on at 9:50. And it's subtitled Hong Kong, Singapore, Fragrant Harbour, Lion City. John Temple visits the colony of Hong Kong, the city-state of Singapore, and investigates their differences as well as their similarities. Asian Insight at 10 to 10 tonight on Channel 2. Right, I'll give you some idea for what's in store. Our news is coming up in 4 minutes on this station, and I'll give you one guess as to what the headline is. It's 19 to 7. Oh, we've had that. Let's have another one. That was a used one.
Something tells me something's gonna happen tonight. I read in the papers that Gemini people will make it tonight. Stars will be shining, my sign is aligning with love. So come on and make it, let's take everything that we've been dreaming of. Something tells me something's gonna happen to you. The smile on my face is the smile you will wear in a moment or two. So get it together, you see, it's gonna be alright. Something tells me something's gonna happen tonight. Oh, I woke up this morning with sunshine through my window. Everything that's happened so far has turned out right. And I've got every reason to feel it's getting better.
It's 6:30 to 7. Do you know that certain French islands in the Pacific are instituting a baggage check to their guests when they arrive now? It's not to do with terrorism, it's just to see if they can afford to stay there.
Thank you.
Johnny Aldridge and his two pioneers. The Queens with... viewed with specs on for the first time. In retrospects. Yes, glasses for the Queen in public. Fancy now. 6:45.
The next national news at 7:15 on 3AR. Here's the time signal for 7:00.
Hello there. One of the worst things you can eat whilst you're broadcasting on the wireless is chocolate. Another one is biscuits, and if you have broken chocolate biscuits, a combination of which I've just consumed a quantity, you will know that the next half hour is going to be full of music while I get my swallowing apparatus back here.
Boys, put them in an old tin can. Buy me a drink, boy. I'll do a little bit of the old talk chew. Put a little something in the kitty, and I will sing and dance for you. I'll play a number. I'll even do the buck and wing. Or sing any sad song you want to hear me sing. Just name your pleasure, then dig down in your jeans. You see, my body needs a beverage, and my guitar needs some strings. 'Cause I'm a song and dance man. Come and gather round me and clap your hands. Bring your tips, boys. Put them in an old tin can. Buy me a drink, boy. I'll do a little bit of the old talk too. Put a little something in the kitty, and I will sing and dance for you. I caught pneumonia walking in the pouring rain, but I found a heaven in a little room in New Orleans. Cajun woman, love me till I got strong. I caught me a break right out of her heart, and I wrote about it in a song. 'Cause I'm a song and dance man. Come and gather round me and clap your hands. Bring your chips, boys, and put them in an old tin can. Buy me a drink, boy, and I'll do a little bit of the old talk too. Put a little something in the kitty, and I'll sing and dance for you. Yes, I'm a song and dance man. Come and gather round me and clap your hands. Bring your tits, boy.
Eat your song and dance man, Sammy Davis Jr. And I've got some weather information and some coastal forecast. There's rough seas out there, by the way. So don't go out without your gumboots on. Perth's going to have a fine day today with a top of 28. Brisbane fine and windy with a top of 27. Darwin a few showers, 32. Sydney sunny, 21. Hobart a few showers, 15. And Canberra fine, 18. Adelaide mainly fine, 17, and we in Melbourne are going to have some showers later with a top of 16. Now, the coastal forecasts are brief and to the point. A broad west-southwest airstream covers southeastern Australia. A cold front was located over central Bass Strait early this morning and is moving steadily eastwards. That means from Gabriel to the South Australian border, west to southwest wind of 20 to 30 knots, rough sea and moderate southwest swell, a strong wind warning is current. It's 7:04.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know why. Come over you. You found someone And don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is a say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I
don't make my brown eyes blue. I can get, like, fried eggs sometimes. Crystal Gale, that was, and Starbuck is waiting in the wings. I'm reminded of the weather forecast in Amsterdam being a clear day, when it eventually arrives there, I mean. A clear day. What are they, Amsterdam? Amsterdam. Take 3 hours in front, they're 9 hours behind. That's right. So it's 7 past 10 last night. Get it? It's easier than counting back 9 hours, isn't it? Unless they're on summertime. Are they on summertime? Well, they might be. Anyway, Amsterdam 16 and clear. Reminds me of a Dutch friend of mine who said the latest joke in Holland, or one of the latest, is that things are getting so commercial these days that the Flying Dutchman has the words Visit Amsterdam written on his sails. That is a Netherlands joke. And how low can you get? It's 7:30.
Living makes me lazy, tired of playing Casanova. trademark and no fake way, loud as a bug, yeah. I'm a lucky
It's 11 past 7 the time, and that was a Starbuck. Warren, you got a lot of these announcements. I heard you doing one for the Box Hill Horticultural Show the other day. You know, these public service announcements that you do in your program. I would be a bit careful of them if I were you. You've heard about the cancellations and so forth, have you? Well, the Box Hill has been cancelled. I know the chappie who runs that, nice fellow. And he came round last night and told me that theirs was out. So Box Hill Horticultural Society show in the Box Hill Town Hall will not be. It's been... the weekend has been cancelled, actually. Did you know that? Hello, folks. The next weekend has been cancelled. I don't know what will happen if things get settled now, today, because things are, you know, talking is going on almost end on end, isn't it? But at least the latest information, they can't sort of put these things on and off. I said, well, why don't you, you know, put it off for a week or two? But he told me that the town halls and places like that are booked up for months ahead, usually. So anyone wishing to go to that annual event, the Box Hill Horticultural Society show, which is always a great show of colour in the Box Hill Town Hall, it won't be this year because it's been cancelled. Due to... I'll give you one guess, and there's no first prize. 7:13 is the time.
For the songwriters of the industry write most of the songs I do, and it's clear that no one will ever sing them quite the way I do. I think tonight I'll sit down and write a heartfelt line or two, and if they turn out good enough, I owe every word to you. To the kid I thought was a little too young to know what sadness was, he took me out when I was down and set out to find the cause of why the lady had the blues and seemed on the verge of tears. I tell you, that kid must have been around for 150 years. And to the tough guy blonde with a front tooth gun and ships all over his chest, who approached me out on the promenade of the beach heading into the west. His friends lay around on the muscle man lawn like a drunken pirate band, but he turned into a gentleman, called me a lady and kissed my hand. Another songwriters of the industry write most of the songs I do, and it's clear that no one will ever sing them quite the way I do. I think tonight I'll sit down and write a heartfelt line or two, and if they turn out good enough, I owe every word to you. By the sea, return their gaze to the kid and the food so as not to bother me. They got up to leave and the woman looked on as the man leaned down to say, you've always meant so much to us, don't want to bother you, and have a nice day. And to the band of gypsies I call friends who speak so carefully, with their friend with a life unlike when I've been down for a spell. I wish it were a whole lot easier to find the words to wish them well. Another songwriter.
Sixteen past seven, that was Joan Baez. And we have in music from the great McCarthy, which is the only thing great about the whole thing, really, wasn't it? Coming up in a moment. It's a short day today. Most of today has been cancelled because of Parliament. Now, what I'm saying is it's a short programme for Terry and Warren and all the rest of them this morning, because of Parliament being broadcast from 10:30 onwards. There's this press club lunch, and I don't like the idea of two guests, especially when it's George Politis and John Halfpenny. I can imagine they'll be throwing food at each other. A big punch-up in the National Press Club luncheon. But these luncheons usually produce some very good after-dinner speaking, but when there's two opposed as those two are, I don't know. I'd end up like one of those TTT interviews where you hear nothing at all and it's a complete waste of time. Face-to-face debates, I should say. Must tell you about a friend of mine. He's a very successful antique dealer. In fact, he's become so successful lately that he's moved into older premises. Have another bun at 17 past seven.
Thank you.
Oh, it's 7:20 the time. I just had a very lovely lady on the phone, very lovely lady, who said that St. Andrew's Uniting Church was holding their annual fete coming on this Saturday, and the power restrictions are not going to make any difference to their fate. Their fate will be their fate. Starting at 10, and all are welcome. Church is located on the corner of Burke and Malvern Roads, Gardenvale. Now, when the lady I have working for me in the morning explained to this lady that we should really have something in writing and that messages taken on the telephone could very often be hoaxes and so forth, the lady explained it away by saying that John Henworth goes to the same church. So, I mean, we couldn't refuse an item like that, could we? Morning, John. 7:21. So there you are. As John Henworth goes there, it must be assumed that the St. Andrew's Uniting Church fate is a genuine one for this Saturday at 10 o'clock, and all are welcome. Corner of Burke and Malvern Roads, Gardenvale. What better credentials could you have? It's 7:22.
Meow!
Tap, tap on my window. Could it be that you are still in love with me? Here we go again. Here we go again. Knock, knock on my door. Now could it be that you don't want to set me free? Here we go again. Here we go again. You are by my side in spirit. In my lonely room I see your face, and then I hear it. Tap, tap, knock, knock, ring, ring, coo-ee, ring, ring on my bell. Now could it be that you are still in love with me? Here we go again, here we go again, coo-ee in my ear. Now could it be that you don't want to set me free? Here we go again, here we go. In my lonely room I see your face, and then I hear it. Tap, tap, knock, knock, ring, ring, coo-ee. Tap, tap on my window. Could it be that you are still in love with me? Here we go again. Here we go again. Knock, knock on my door. Now could it be that you don't want to set me free? Here we go again. There we went again. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-tap, tap.
Yeah, John Mellion and John Hewitt with that thing from the film. 7:24 the time, and Maureen McGovern will tilt at a few revolving grist mills.
Round, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore, leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway, remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over in the autumn of goodbyes, for a moment you could not recall the color of his eyes. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on a never spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the wind.
It's 27 past 7 the time, and that was a very thoughtful, I suppose you could describe it as, you might have been thinking about the amount of money it would make, but it was rather thoughtful all the same, windmills of your mind. It's always been a rather catching thing to me, especially because it ruined the whole film for me, that thing, the split screen. I don't mind a screen split two ways or even four ways, but when they split it about 18 ways, it's just too much for me. It was like playing chess in three dimensions. You know, and glass things. I still haven't found a young lady expert in the game of Go, the Japanese, or ancient Chinese, actually, but now taken up mainly by Japan, a mathematical strategic game. I had an elderly male professor to offer to teach me, but I'm looking for a sort of a young Hojon warrior, or whatever. Or the equivalent female of a Hojon warrior.
Be warned, young females.
Teach me the way to go home.
Yes, teach him to play stop.
Anyway, how are you, Terry?
You've
heard of that Japanese game?
Yes.
Fascinating. I've got two books, and I've read them cover to cover about six times, and I still can't. Anyway.
No, it's best to stay away from Oriental games. Anyway, what? Good morning, Peter.
Oh, good morning, yes. I thought you wanted to talk about... You've got a short programme this morning, you realise.
I know. Parliament, 28 past 10. But at 5 past 9, we'll be talking to Hans Tholstrup about some of his adventures as one of the competitors in the Singapore Airlines London to Sydney car rally. He drove a Mini Moke, you know, and I said, where did you come...
I heard you talking about this yesterday.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Well, I won't say it.
No, it won't spoil the story.
Yes, it will. Yeah. Well, I can't think of any other thing to say. I mean, I said to him, where did you come? And he said, 32nd, but he said, would you... No, 34th. He said, would you mind saying second in my class, because it sounds better? And I said, you know, he was accompanied by a truck. Leyland provided a big truck to travel along with him, which was supposed to provide him with spare parts and service.
Oh, yeah. And I said, the truck broke down.
No, I said, what happened to the truck? And he said, that's a sore point. He said, that came 32nd. It beat us by two places.
Well, it had to be up ahead, you see, to keep him supplied.
It was supposed to be behind.
Oh, well, how could it keep him supplied?
But he told some interesting stories, and tells some interesting stories. So if you want to hear about what it's like to drive from London to Sydney in a car rally, although why anybody would want to do it, I have no idea. In fact, why anybody would want to do any of the things that he does, I would have no idea. You know,
I would like to know how he affords to do them. Let's not be mercenary about these things, but really dig into this fella. How does he afford to do it?
Oh, well, he's sponsored. I mean, in that case, by Leyland and Coca-Cola and other firms, which we're not allowed to mention.
Sponsors, that's all I can know. How do you initially dig out these sponsors?
You know very well you'll have farmland through the door like a flash.
No, I suppose eventually you have to lay out your own money for this sort of thing, and then gradually sponsors come, something like that.
Mm.
Well, I'd love to do things like that, but I've just wondered how do they get the money together.
Well,
do you know how the priests make holy water?
No.
Beat the hell out of it. Oh, no, boil the hell out of it. I'm sorry.
I couldn't resist looking at Dave Allen last night. I knew I'd mess it up. And then somebody sent me some slides of the Vatican this morning, which, for no apparent reason, except they wanted to share their experiences with me. And now I just tuned into Dave Allen last night, and I heard him saying, you know how the priests make holy water? You know the way he goes on.
Yeah.
Chuckle, chuckle from the audience. Sip from his glass. We beat the hell out of it. I thought that was rather, you know.
I suppose this is going to offend somebody, but one of the first times that I'd ever been into a Roman Catholic church was a church here in Melbourne, and I won't say which church it is because then the people won't be offended. But in the baptistry, there was an ordinary 4-gallon oil drum, but it had been hand-painted white and also hand-lettered on it. And it had a little tap down the bottom. I mean, it looked like, I don't know, an outback water tank. And a little tap down the bottom and hand-lettered on it were the words, holy water. So, all right.
You're a font of information, aren't you?
Yes, thank you very much. At 10:05 this morning, I'll be talking to Captain Holt, who's a spokesman for the Australian Pilots Federation, about why the pilots are going on strike against hijacking. It's a very curious thing, that.
They had a meeting once before, if you remember, a 24-hour stoppage. Grounding, I suppose you'd call it. Didn't do any good.
I can't imagine any potential hijacker being impressed and saying, oh, by golly, if this is going to make the pilots go on strike, we'd better stop it.
No, it's to get all countries to agree to not give landing rights. But then not giving landing rights and having a jumbo jet circling one's country running out of fuel, it's a different matter, isn't it, when you're on the spot? I mean, all right, so everyone says no landing rights, but when there's a hijacking in progress and there's a plane up there and it's got to come down, well, it's got to come down. That's the end of it, whether it's got landing rights or not. Isn't it?
Mm.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
So that's at 10:05, Captain Holt.
Okay, Terry, well, we'd better get on, I suppose. It's after your gratuitous religious remarks.
Yes. What next? Gratuitous sexual remarks tomorrow? I mean, now that I'm not allowed to say nude, I must say nude. The reason why I don't say nude is because it sounds so lascivious, doesn't it?
Was this the latest?
I had a direction. The direction on spoken English is that the pronunciation of the word is nude.
But
as I say, that sounds so lascivious I can't bring myself to say it, whereas nude doesn't sound anywhere near as naughty, does it?
Why don't you just say nutty fish?
Well, I then said, you know, that I only learned the week before last that it wasn't pronounced nutty, as a matter of fact.
Nudie.
Nudie. So I decided that in the future I'm going to refer to people as being naked.
That could be misconstrued, especially to someone with a hair lip. Anyway, it's 26.
Oh dear, now we've offended lots of... Haven't we offended a lot of people this morning?
No, sorry about that. 26 and a half. As a lady, we had a letter this morning. It's all very well. You know, we're going on far too much. But a lady this morning said, why don't you get more time to talk together, you and Terry? So I just thought I'd exploit that letter. 26 minutes to 8 the time.
Nothing but a petition will save us.
Sorrows grow. You read and try to.
23-8, and that was Crossfire with Bellamy Brothers, and Showers 16 is the Melbourne forecast, and we'll give you some more details. Perth, fine. Window there, do you know? Hello? I was just, you know, you've got a sight there on the sky. Can you tell me what it looks like, roughly? I have to get a second-hand sky sighting here. It'd be funny if I had to take a reading. Hold up your pencil as to where the horizon is, and I'll take a reading. Not bad outside at the moment, so if the skies are high, or the clouds, rather, showers will probably hold off for a while. Let's hope, anyway. But top of 16 doesn't sound too good, does it? It's sort of back to winter, ain't it? 21 and a half to wait. Dear old dad, Sandy Kane, and it's 18 to 8, and I suppose we better wrap things up today. A few more cancellations. I think we'd, you know, to cover it all, we should really say that the weekend has been cancelled, isn't it? Might do. I was only thinking it might just as well be. Somebody else who wanted us to make a little announcement is it's about an auction of furnishing from the Old Rush Nursing Home at Broadford. The old Rush nursing home. The old Bush nursing home at Broadford this Saturday, and proceeds will aid the new community health centre, which is presently being established. This isn't a cancellation one, it's one that is going on. The auction is on the 22nd, 10:77, and starts at 10:30. I will have to have that in writing, old Bush nursing home, whether you know the boss or not, I'm afraid, because
telephone calls just cannot be acceptable. But people are ringing up saying that they know Mr. Duck Manton or, you know, something like that, thinking that that will impress me. Well, of course, nothing impresses Evans. I must have the thing in writing. I don't care whether you know the Duke of Edinburgh. Sorry about that, but there you are. Unless I get it from the boss himself, of course. Then, you see, I get his stamp on a piece of paper. Must have a piece of paper in this place. It covers you for little exigencies, you see. It's 17 to 8 the time, and once again, may I mention the Box Hill Horticultural Society show is off. Many out there have been looking forward to seeing it, as they do every year, of course, but the Box Hill Town Hall will be very dim and dark at the weekend, so it's impossible to hold the show, so it has been cancelled. Not even postponed, because the hall is booked up for months afterwards. So the Box Hill Horticultural Society show have had to cancel completely. That was the one to be held in the Box Hill Town Hall. Due to... Need I say indeed. 16 to 8. Last overnight temp, nothing. Current city temp, nothing. We couldn't get him on the phone. It's going to be 16 later on and showery. Railways on time apart from the Spirit of Progress, which is 10 minutes late, now due at 10:05. The others are on time, the Vinelander, Overlander and the Southern Aurora, and we couldn't get a peep out of the Politsai this morning either. That's the public relations people of Politsai, of course. Which ain't very good public relations when you think about it. Well, perhaps, you know, they haven't been able to get to work. 16 to 8 and I have to fly. Which reminds me, here's a bit of Valara Ying from Caravelli's Strings, just to finish off. Cheerio, folks, and keep your peckers up. I mean, you never know. You never know your luck on a wet Friday afternoon, do you? Even on a Thursday. I'll be back tomorrow morning at the same time with possibly a lot more cancellations in the world of the weekend. It's news time now, 7:45.
This is the national news from the ABC, read by Graham Connolly. The headlines.
A woman was killed last night when she fell down a lift well in a city building. Police say the doors opened when the lift button was pressed at the 8th floor of the ANZ Bank in Little Collins Street, but the lift was at another floor. The dead woman was Josefina Alvarez, aged 51, of the city. The next news at 9, 8 o'clock.